Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. And
姐妹，大家好。
When we read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候
，some of the Jesus, the favorite disciple, just remind us.
耶稣心爱的门徒呢，就让我们能够警醒。
Peter admonished.
彼得呢，在有一处讲道。
In the first Peter, it says the end of all things is near.
在彼得后书里面讲道，就是说万物的结局近了。
Two things we must do.
有两件事情呢，是我们要做的。
The first thing is be alert and watchful.
第一件事情呢，要警醒祷告。
Focus on the essential thing of life.
大家眼目要聚焦在生活里面、生命里面最重要的东西。
Set your heart on things above, not on earthly things.
就是把眼目定睛在这个天上的事，不要定在地上的事。
The second thing, most important thing.
那第二个更重要的
is to love each other deeply.
这是说到呢，要彼此切实相爱。
Because love can cover a multitude of sins.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Today we follow Peter's. Teaching.
今天呢，我们就根据使徒彼得的教导来学习。
Look at our life on earth.
来看我们在地上的生命。
As contrasting to heaven.
就说来我们跟天上的生命做一个比较。
When we read the news today.
当我们今天在看新闻的时候
，The title is about life and death.
今天所讲的都是生和死的事情。
It's a choice you can choose now.
甚至是一个选择，你可以来做选择。
Because we are facing this pandemic,
因为我们面临着一场瘟疫。
Never in the history of human being, we are facing this kind of choice, and we can still do something about it.
就是我们在人类历史上从来没有过这样的状况，我们必须要在这样的疫情面前做选择，我们人好像做不了什么太多。
And the Premier of Ontario, Mr. Ford, yesterday in CTV, he asked a question.
昨天在这个安大略的省长就在这个电视上有一个问一个问题。
Is life worth than the economy?
就是说我们的生命重过我们的经济吗
?Is life worth your employment?
就是说你的这个生命是不是重过你的月会呢
?Is life worth than $1 million?
就是是不是重过你的这个就业就重过其他的事情
So that's why he suggests you follow the guideline stay home and keep the social distancing.
所以呢他就建议每一位要认真的来跟着政府设立的这些规则呢待在家里要配合。
Now, for the first time, we as a human being understand how important is life.
那现在我们清清楚楚的作为人呢，开始知道人的生命多么的宝贵。
Your health.
我们的健康。
And finally, we focus on the relationship.
那当然我们也会把聚焦在我们的彼此的一个关系上面。
In the 1918 there was a Spanish pandemic.
在1918年的时候，在西班牙有一次的瘟疫。
And this Spanish pandemic killed half a million, 50 million people.
就是说这一次那次的这个瘟疫呢，让150万的人丧生。
25% of the world population was infected.
就是全世界25%的人受到了影响。
You're talking about 500 million people was infected.
就是五亿人被受了影响。
And 50 million died, actually.
就是说有1500万人死掉了。
And at that time, the technology and the revolution, industrial revolution is like today's technology, the changing of technology.
那个时候也正好是工业革命的时代，很多的技术都在发生变革。
1918, the first airplane, commercial airplane was born.
在1918年的时候，第一架这个就是说这个 commercial 这个飞机开始起飞了。
The telephone communication was born.
那时候电话的通讯技术也开始了。
The first refrigerator was made.
那时候第一台电冰箱也开始用作了。
The first car, the Ford T model, was mass produced.
那时候福特也生产了第一部车，开始在路上跑了。
It is equivalent to today's the changing of technology and science. It is a tremendous time.
那个时候就像今天一样，是技术飞速发展的时代，是一个特别的时代。
Yet at that time, similar to today, that's a pandemic.
那在同时呢，那个时候也出现一次大的瘟疫。
So today's expert will predict this pandemic is going to be like the Spanish pandemic.
所以今天好多的专家呢就会来预言，说这次的疫情瘟疫呢就像那次的瘟疫一样。
In 1918, there's a 1.8 billion people on Earth.
那个时候，这个在地球上有18亿的人。
Today, if we use the same calculation, it means 1.4 billion people will be infected at the end of this pandemic.
如果按照这样的计算的话呢，14亿人今天会受到影响、感染。
That is the whole population of China.
也就是说，整个中国的人口，那么多的人口要被感染。
And how many people die if the Spanish virus, as an example, is correctly projected by the expert?
如果这个专家的预测根据那场疫情的预测是准确的话，
300 million people will die.
就会有这个三亿人会死去。
Equals to the population of almost the USA.
也就是说，大概是整个美国的全人口总人口要死去。
For the first time, we'll ask ourselves, today may be the last day of my life.
所以我们可能要认真地问一个问题：今天可能是我们生命的最后一天。
Not just.Someone asked the question when there's a plane crash. We are asking it now, everybody.
那不仅仅是在一个遇到一场危难的时候，某些人问一些问题，今天每一个人都要问这样的问题。
Today may be the last week of your life.
今天可能是你生命里面最后一个星期。
The end of all time is near.
这里圣经里面讲呢，就是说万物的结局近了。
Because we're going to die.
那因为很多人真的要死去。
When I was in business, I was kidnapped by someone, and also I knew, hey, this may be the end of my life.
我曾经在做生意的时候，有人试图绑架我。那一天，我就想，今天可能是我生命的最后一天。
And God gave me the chance.
神给了我一次机会，我继续的活着。
Today, God asks each of us a question.
Today.
Maybe the last hours of the life.
今天神同样的在，让我们问一个问题。今天可能是我们生命里面最后一天。
Now, that's will. Now, everybody facing probability of death.
所以今天每一个人都有这种可能性，就是面对死亡的可能性。
Yesterday, for the first time in the New York, a 33-year-old young man died.
昨天呢，在纽约，就是第一次发现有一个年轻人36岁就去世了。
And they thought this is for old age people. No, this is for younger people too.
过去常常认为这一次的新冠主要是。让这个老年人死去，但是呢，没想到年轻人也会死去。
And this is a crisis here.
这就形成了一个危机。
This is God's doing. God wants us to know, hey, you have to face that.
这是神的作为，神要我们知道，我们每一个人都要来面对。
Not just Duncan, not just someone you know who is facing that, not just old people. Everybody have to ask the question.
不仅仅是老年人，而是每一个人都要来面对这个死亡，每一个人都要问这样一个问题：今天可能是我生命里面的最后一天。
You never know.
我们从用来永远不能预测。
So we ask, 现在你说。
We're going to ask the same question of Jesus asked now.
对，请大家呢，你们再可以静音一下。你点到屏幕左边有个麦克风啊，静音一下。等一会你分享的时候呢，大家分享的时候你可以来举手，好吧？谢谢。好，张肯。
I just saw my sister joining us from France.
哦，我看到是我的姐姐从法国进来听。嗯、
Welcome, Catherine.
欢迎 Jeffrey.
And I hope she will share with us about the question in France later and when she have an opportunity.
就是过后我们也会在更多的分享。
We'll continue. The Jesus already 2,000 years ago, Jesus already asked the question, is life more than eating, than drinking?
就是在2000年前，耶稣就问一个问题：生命不是胜于饮食吗？身体不是胜于衣裳吗
？You are much more valuable than this。
说是你比这些东西要贵重的多呀。
Seek first His kingdom, my kingdom, and my righteousness. All this will be given to you。
你要先寻求神的国和义，其他这需用的都要加给你。
Don't waste your time focus on the meaningless thing, chasing after the wind.
不要把眼睛盯在那些没有意义的东西上面，很快的。
God wants to store up treasure in heaven, not on earth.
就是要把财宝集中在天上，不要集中在地上。
Because we come naked, we'll go naked. We cannot take it with us.
我们赤裸裸的来到这个世上，我们也赤裸裸的离开。我们并不能带什么东西离开。
And in this search of meaning of life, Jesus provide an answer.
在这样一个情况里面呢，耶稣给我们一个答案。
In Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek first His kingdom, my kingdom, and my righteousness."
所以在马太福音第6:31，耶稣就给了一个答案。他说呢，想要寻求我的国和我的义， 其他的。
All this will be given to you. All the earthly thing will be provided by me. You don't need to worry.
就是说，其他的都要加给你，也就是说，你地上一切的需用都会加给你，你不需要来担心。
Come give me the burden.
你来看看天上的飞鸟。
You are really weary. Give me the burden. Give me your burden.
就是你不要有那么多的负担。
I'll give you rest. I'll give you the heavenly life.
我要给你天上的生命。
Focus on the heavenly thing.
你眼睛要盯着天上的事情。
Set your heart on heavenly thing.
你把你的眼目盯着这个天上的事。
Which is to love and to love.
你要去来彼此相爱。
And on earth right now, we just depends on God. Seek first His kingdom. Jesus said, "Do not worry about all these earthly things."
所以耶稣讲，不要为地上这所有的一切来忧虑。
Do not worry about your job.
不要为你的工作来忧虑。
Do not worry about you know the tomorrow or the next 10 years. It's the same thing.
不要为明天，不要为未来的十年，也就是同一回事情来忧虑。
Focus on me，
就是来眼目聚焦在我的身上，耶稣的身上。
I love you，
因为我爱你。
And God so loved the world, that's why Jesus came。
神如此的爱世人，所以才派耶稣来到世上。
To give us an eternal life。
能够来给我们永远的生命
，to save us from sinfulness，
把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
And that is in John 3:16.
这是约翰福音第十六章。
三章十六节。Chapter 3:16.
对不起。Yeah, 就是约翰福音第三章十六节。
God so loved the world, he gave his one and only begotten son. Whoever believes him shall have eternal life and not perish.
就是说呢，圣经里面讲到呢，就是说神爱世人，圣子见他的都圣子赐给他们，是一切信他的不至灭亡，方得永生。
Assuming if it's God's calling, if I'm gone next week because of this virus, then I will have eternal life. I'm not afraid of it.
就说我们呢，就说当信他的时候呢，我们就不再害怕，我们有永远的生命在我们的里。
But what about your friends?
那我们的朋友们会怎么样呢？
Now is the time for us to spread the gospel, save soul, and love. If you love them, you have to tell them the gift of eternal life in the gospel.
现在是我们来奉献福音的时候。我们如果真正爱我们的朋友，我们就给他们要奉献这个永恒的福音。
So all these things come down to is that the God want us to know.You must face death. You must choose your choice to live with me, or you just want to choose to go on and focus on the earthly thing and die.
所有这一切都是要让我们集中在这个我们天上的事情啊，这永恒的生命，而不要在地上一直集中在地上的事情。
We're going to read some Bible. The first thing we read is the Ecclesiastes.
那第一段呢是在创道书。
Chapter 3.
创道书第三章。
Verse 1 to verse 11.
创道书第三章第一节。到这个第十一节，或者是第三章，第一节到十一节。
Okay, we're going to read in the, okay. I'm going to read the English part. There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heaven.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
A time to be born, a time to die.
生有时，死有时。
A time to plant, a time to uproot.
栽种有时，拔苦或栽种的也有时。
And we looking down, a time to search, a time to give up, that is in verse 6.
在第六节讲到呢，寻找有时，失落有时。
A time to love, a time to hate.
有喜爱有时，恨恶有时。
A time for war, a time for peace.
征战有时，和好有时。
Verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in his time.
神造万物，各按其时称为美好。
He has also set eternity in the human heart.
又见永生安置在世人的心里。
Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end.
然而神从始至终的作为仍不能参透。
The book was offered by Solomon.
那这本书是所罗门写的。
At that time, he was the wisest man in the world.
在那个时候，他是世界上最有智慧的人。
And he talked about one thing is important. On earth, we will die. People will be born. People will die.
那这里特别讲到呢，地球上有一件事情是真实的，就是，有人会生，有人会死。
The time to plant something, the time to uproot something.
那栽种有时，这个拔处栽种的也有时。
For everything, there's a season, there's a time.
所以呢，就是凡事都有定时。
But they go around and around is meaningless.
但是呢，一直重复不断的讲到呢，一切都是虚空。
Like a circle game.
就是一直在那里撞来撞去，循环。
We don't know why we are here, because it talk about in the Ecclesiastes talking about wealth cannot make you happy.
那人就这样是周而复始，不知道为什么来到这世上，因为人的财富不能真正让人幸福。
Pressure cannot make you happy.
你的财宝不能让你幸福。
Knowledge cannot make you happy.
你的知识也不能让你幸福。
All this will come to nothing, and then we cannot take away with it, and we don't know after we die.
所有的东西最后都是归为虚无。
And God from the beginning already set eternity in the human heart.
所以神在起初的时候就把永生安置在世人心里。
It's a gift of God because everybody somehow they know they're going to live eternally.
这里讲到呢，任何一个人呢都会有一种底线，就是说它里面会有寻找永恒的底线。
The difference is in heaven with God or in hell.
也就是说是我们有没有在地上找到神。
And We're going to look at one passage about why riches are meaningless. Because Solomon tried, a lot of us tried already, it will not satisfy. We want only more and more and greedy. Okay, we're going to read Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10.
我们要读一下创道书第五章第十节，看看这些财富在地上是不是，就是真的是没有用。
Okay, I read the English part. It's whoever loves money never have enough.
贪爱银子的不得银子知足。
Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied.
贪爱丰富的永不能得利益之主。
This too is meaningless.
这也是虚空。
13. I have seen a terrible evil under the sun.
十三节讲到，我见日光之下有一种大祸患。
When someone accumulating wealth, it actually is harming the owner.
这是财富积存之财，妨害自己。
Sooner or later, we don't lose the fortune.
就是不管是或迟还是或早，人都要失去这些财富。
Why? Because eventually, 15 verse 15, everyone comes naked from their mother's womb.
在十八节特别的讲到呢，就是说人呢，就是从他的娘胎里面赤裸裸的来。
Nobody, we are naked. We have to go naked. You cannot take anything with it.
没有人能把什么东西带走。
If we focus on earthly wealth, it's meaningless.
如果我们集中在这个世界上的事情呢，我们
就And he applied this to riches are meaningless, and he talked about knowledge is the same thing. Talk about the pleasure is the same thing, advancement is the same thing. All the earthly thing somehow we cannot finish. We have to go.
同样，这里见到智慧也是没有用的。所有在地上的东西都是没有用的。
Is nothing new under the sun.
在日光之下没有新事。
Generation come, generation go.
一代来了，一代去了。
Round and round it goes.
就是循环往复，没有。
This chasing after the wind is meaningless.
这个就是在虚空，也是在扑风。
Another meaningless thing Solomon talking about is in chapter 8.
另外一个就是所罗门讲到虚空的事情是在第八章。
Verse 7.
第七节讲到。
No matter how advanced is technology, verse 7 talking about since no one knows the future.
就是不管我们的科学技术多么的发达，他不知道
现在的。No one has power over the wind to contain it.
就是我们没有办法来知道将来的事情。
No one has power over the time of their death.
没有人能够来掌管生命，掌管死亡。
And we turn to chapter 9, verse 12.
我们在第九章第十二节看到
Moreover, no one knows when their hours will come.
原来人也不知道自己的定期
As fish are caught in a cruel net.
就像鱼被恶网圈住
Birds are taken in a snare.
鸟被网罗捉住
So people are trapped by evil time.
祸患呢，忽然就临到人的时候。
Like a plane crash or 911, and we understand.
就像当时911的情况一样。
But COVID-19 is in history, that this is probably in this generation, this is probably the most devastating pandemic.
今天新冠病毒在近期里面，在人类历史上可能是最有摧毁性的一个瘟疫。
It's time for us to do something for God. Is to introduce the eternal life, the gift of eternal life to people, so they won't be worried.
这个时候就是我们真的起来要把我们永恒的生命。介绍给我们周围的人的时候，
他们在。
我们这个时候真的是要头脑很清醒的时候。
Before we expire ourselves.
在我们还没有太忘之前。
And the conclusion of Ecclesiastes is at the chapter 12:13.
那这个传道书的总结呢，就在12:13。
Now everything has been discussed and heard.
这些事都已经听见了。
This is the conclusion of the matter.
总意就是。
We must fear God because life is not in our hand. Today may be the last day of your life.
就是要敬畏神，为什么呢？因为我们的生命不在我们自己的手上，今天可能是我们
的 over the time of death.
所以我们没有这种掌管生命的能力。
Fear God, keep His commandment. This is the duty of all mankind.
这里讲到呢，敬畏神，经受他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
And we read one more Bible. This crisis is to alert us, make us watchful to prepare.
所以呢，这就是要让我们每一个人都做好准备。
James in New Testament.
那在这个新约的雅各书里面讲到
James in New Testament is written and after at least 1,000 years 15,000 years before Job was written but they carry the same message
雅各书大概在约伯书写了以后1000年之后写的但是有同样的一些信息
because the Holy Spirit speak to us
同样向我们讲
At different time, different age, but the message is the same.
虽然在不同的时代、不同的历史时期，但是呢，信息是同样的。
James chapter 5,
在雅各书第五章。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
13.
第四章13节。
Okay, we can read it together. Now listen, you who said, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year carrying on business and make money.
Hey, 你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某处去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Why you do not even know that will happen tomorrow?
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
What is your life?
你们的生命是什么呢？
好啊，谢谢。
你们
过吧。谢谢。
So, you are mist. Appear a little while and then vanish.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？原来是一片乌云，出现少时就不见了。
Except you ought to say.
所以你们应当讲
If it is Lord's will,
如果主是这是主的心意
I will live and do this and do this.
我们就可以活着也可以做这事或做那事
As it is you boast in your arrogant schemes.
现今你们竟以张狂夸口
All such boasting is evil.
凡这样夸口的都是恶的
God wants us to know tomorrow is in His hand. Jesus said, "Do not worry. Only worry today. Do your job today. Tomorrow or next 10 years, next 100 years in God's hand."
就是神让我们今天呢要做今天的事情，不要去忧虑。明天、10年以后、100年以后，他们会自己做他自己的事情。
When we have the time is running out, the best, the most important thing we do is bring people to Christ.
那因为这时间呢不断的过去，时间不多了，我们要做的最重要的事情就是把人领到神的面前，认识主。
Win one more soul for Jesus.
我们都要赢得多一个灵魂。
Then you, even you have only 1 week to live, it's worth it.
那如果你有一点东西可以给的话，都是值得的。
So we focus on the essential thing right now. It is to bring the gospel to other people, the one close to you.
我们今天要把我们的生命集中在一件最重要的事情，就是要把福音传给我们周围的人。
And the, especially some of us, you know, in the their parents, like Kira's parents, Haiqing, she hasn't come to Christ yet. We need to find a way to preach to introduce, to bring them to Christ.
那举例来讲，就像 Kira 的母亲海清一样，她还没有认识主，我们要想办法要来帮助她来认识主。
We're going to pray for her.
我们要为她来祷告。
We're going to pray for the people come together, two or three people come together to pay for the souls.
我们有两三个人聚在一起的时候，就要为这些灵魂来祷告。
That become meaningful when we are doing social distancing at home right now. We can still communicate the gospel through the phone, through the Zoom, and we are not wasting the time. And God is going to use us to do that.
虽然我们现在呢，在这个跟着政府的这一个规定，就是我们要保持社交的距离，但是呢，我们在家里面不会浪费我们的时间，我们继续聚在一起。我们来创建主的这个好消息。
This is will.
那这就是。
That is will.
Pardon?
Finally, God speak to us, awake us, awaken us.
所以神就让我们要来惊醒。
So that's why we go back to the Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
如果我们再次回到《传道书》第七章的话
，There's a positive message there.
第七章有一个正面的信息。
Verse four.
第七章，我们看第四节。
The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning.
智慧人的心在早上之家。
But the heart of fool is in the house of pleasure.
愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
When we suffer, we become wise. We focus on the right thing.
当人家里面遭难的时候呢，人会变得有智慧，因为我们会把眼目集中在重要的事情上。
When it's painful, we know what's the problem. We deal with the problem.
当人在受苦的时候，我们要寻找其原因，我们就会。
The problem is for the last 30 years, the whole mankind focused on the wrong thing, the material thing, the consumeristic thing, and all this superficial thing.
我们现在要知道，过去30年人类历史上发生的事情，就是人变得非常的物质主义，人欲横流，人就是要来攫取利益。
God stopped us right at the middle to tell us this is the wrong path. You must repent or you perish. You must return to me.
那神就在中间呢，插了一插手，所以让我们知道，你要知道你要反省在地上什么是最重要的，你必须要。
Accept the gift of eternal life.
你要来学习来寻求永恒的生命。
And do not worry about the short and earthly life.
你不要去为这个地上短暂的生命来忧虑。
Interesting thing is, after Ecclesiastes, the next book of the Bible is Song of Songs.
所以在传道书的后面呢，另一本书就是歌中之歌，所罗门的歌。
My professor told me this is not by accident.
那我的这个教授告诉我，这不是一个奇怪的事情。
Song of Songs is about totally a reverse, a contrast, 180 contrast of ecclesiastes.
那就是说雅各所讲的信息跟传道书所讲的信息呢好像是完全相反的。
One talk about meaningless and hopelessness.
一个讲道就是虚空不丰。
Chasing after the wind.
就是在不丰在追风。
The other one talk about the joy of love.
那另一部书在讲就是说这个爱情的这样一个喜悦。
The joyful love between an engaged party, husband and wife, bride and bridegroom, or male and female.
那在雅各书里面呢，让我们集中在这个这里讲的一个夫妻的感情、男女的爱情这样一个上面。
When we read Song of Song, we find out this is different from the.God the Father's love to their children.
那当我们读雅各的时候，这种爱呢，就有区别于天父对他儿女的爱。
This is the Christ's love for his bride.
那这是耶稣基督对他心腹的一个爱。
And some even interpret deeper is God's through Christ's love to each of.Our individual.
也有人就把它解为就是天父通过耶稣基督呢就对这个每一个人有这种心腹的爱。
There's no accident Song of Song talking about this love, but the love he is talking about is talking about God is a jealous God.
这里特别的讲到就是神是一个忌邪的神。
This is about the love of jealousy in Song of Song.
在这个歌中之歌雅歌里面讲的是一种妒忌的爱。
When we focus on the world, God is so jealous that he stopped us to worship the world.
当我们把眼目集中在世俗的事情上的时候，神是这样的妒忌，他要把我们停止下来。
To bring us back to his jealous love.
把我们再次带进他这样一种妒忌的爱。
Jealousy, we all know, when I walk with my wife in a public place.
就说当我们都知道，当我们在这个公开的场合，我如果跟我的太太在一起。
I'll keep my eyes straight usually.
一般我的眼睛会往前看。
Even when the most beautiful woman walking by, I just try to ignore and don't even see it.
那不管有多么漂亮的人在我的眼前晃来晃去，我眼睛是直视的，我不会抛视。
She is extremely jealous woman.
就是我的太太是一个非常有妒忌心的人。
Because I.At the corner of my eye, I know she is watching me already.
因为从我的眼睛旁视，我就看到她已经在看我。
My experience tell me she cannot tolerate even I look at the other good-looking girl.
就是她不能容忍我看任何漂亮的女孩子。
Now, in the secondThat's a Ten Commandment. The second commandment, God is also a jealous God.
在十诫里面的第二诫里面就讲到呢，神是一个忌邪的神。
God said, "You cannot worship the other God, other idol."
你不能敬拜别的神，不能敬拜别的雕像。
Create any image of any form.
也不能按照任何的东西做任何的偶像。
For I, Yahweh, is a God of jealousy.
说我耶和华你的神是一个忌邪的神。
My name is jealousy.
我的名字就是嫉妒。
Jealousy, in a good way, is very, very dedicated love.
那嫉妒从一个正面来讲呢，这就是一种非常专注的爱。
In Song of Song, we talk about the committed love of God through Jesus Christ.
在雅各里面见一种父神通过耶稣基督对人非常专注的爱。
And this love is all is written by Hebrew. Hebrew, the Greek have agape love, but Hebrew have ahavaya love.
啊，就是在这个新约里面，希腊文字叫 agape 的 love， 在这个旧约里面就 aha 这样一个爱。
But the Song of Song talk about more than the committed love. It's talking about the kind of love Christ love each of us with a romantic feeling, with a passionate feeling.
这里在雅各书里面，雅各里面不仅仅讲一个非常专注的爱，而是讲一个非常浪漫的这样一个感受。
Is the jealousy love we're talking about here？
这里讲的是一个妒忌的爱。
The jealousy of God, the jealous love of God here talking about，
就是神对人一个妒忌的爱。
God will not allow us toidolize any other God. He will continue to keep us with him no matter what.
神不允许我们有任何偶像在我们的眼前，任何的其他的神，所以他会来帮助我们，把我们的眼睛聚焦在他的身上。
Because his love is eternal.
因为他的爱是永恒的爱。
He will forever love us no matter how unfaithful we are.
他会永远的爱我们，不管我们是不是信实的。
In English, you know, some theologians use the boiling love, romantic love, emotion love to create, to give us some idea.
那有一些神学家呢，他就用一个叫做 boiling love, 叫炽热的爱，来代表神对人的爱。
Almost like boiling water.
就像水煮开了。一样
，The Hebrew word is called dot, D-O-D.
那希伯来文有一个特别的字。
So the first love Song of Song talking about the Ahava, committing affectionate love from God. It's a commitment, no matter what.
所以呢，首先是一个专注的爱。
The second is talking about a romantic, intensive love, an intimate love.
第二个，这是一个非常的浪漫的和一个炽热的爱。
A love between a man and a woman.
好像通过一个男和女之间的爱。
That is called in Greek is called eros. Now it's not any more agape. It's the divine eros love.
在这个希腊文里面叫做 eros 的爱，就是男女的亲爱。
And only Song of Song talking about it.
只有雅各讲到这种爱。
One more is called Raya. Raya in Hebrew it means God is your, Christ is your soulmate. Christ is your companion. Companion.
那另外也讲到是一种同伴的爱，就说耶稣是我们的伴侣。
He will walk with you until the end.
就是他会一直和你同在，直到末了。
And all this.Come from the root of the one of the Greek word is hav, is half.
那这个都是从希腊文的一个词根 half 来的。
Means the whole idea of Song of Song means love is giving, giving and giving.
也就是说，从这个雅各里面讲呢，所有的爱都是在给予，给予，给予。
In the giving that God already received.
在给予的时候神就接受了。
God has everything to give through Jesus Christ.
神通过耶稣基督要给我们一切所有的。
Even nothing to receive is okay.
虽然他不会得到任何的东西，他也是 okay 的。
In this tremendous time, we must remember God loves us romantically, romantically, and as well as is a passionately and never give up, like the love between a man and a woman.
那这是一个特别的时候，神会让我们知道，他对我们的爱就像男女之间这一种炽热的爱情，他永远不会放弃，永远不会离弃。
How worse is the virus?
不管这一个病毒多么的厉害。
I want you to know, you just depends on the Eros God of love, then things will work out beautifully.
那如果你来紧紧抓住神这样一种炽热的爱，你就知道一切都会，向好的方向发展。
Because in Song of Song, you're talking about, Christ always talk about how beautiful we are.How wonderful we are, and even call us, you are my darling.
在这个雅各书里面，特别的就是从主而来对我们的一种，赞美，就说你是多么的美，你是多么的，你是我亲爱的。
Let's read some of them, Song of Song, Chapter 1.
那我们今天也可以读一下雅各第一章
Verse 2 already, let him kiss me.
那第二节讲到呢，愿他用口与我亲嘴。
For your love is more delightful than wine.
因你的爱情比酒更美。
Take me away with you.
他就讲到，愿你吸引我。
Remember, Jesus also in John chapter 14, talk about he will go to heaven, prepare something. He'll come back and take us away with him.
在约翰福音第十四章里面，耶稣讲到，他会去，先去父那边，为我们预备地方。他还要再要回来，接我们去。
There's many rooms in God's kingdom.
那就是讲的是神的国度。
You don't need the trouble. I'll take you away with me.
啊，就是我会把你带到那边去，虽然路上有很多的问题。
Verse 5. Verse 5, you talk about, hey, the bride responded, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm dark. But they love me.
特别这个心年呢，就是哦，我自己也不怎么样，我很黑。
But in the eye of Christ, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
但是在主的眼里面呢，就是说情人眼里出西施。
In Christ, verse 15, he says, "How beautiful you are, my darling! How beautiful your eyes are, dove!"
在十五节特别的讲到，我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼好像鸽子眼。
Yeah. Now God is praising us. Christ is praising us.
在赞美我，两次的来赞美我。
Maybe nobody see your beauty, but God see your beauty.
可能人看不到他的美丽，但是神能看到他的美丽。
God to see the beauty of each of us individually.
神在我们每一个人的里面都会看到美。
That's why at the end, each of us will be written in a secret name in a white stone. Only you and Christ know what does that mean.
就现在启示录里面讲到，在最终和后来的时候呢，神会给我们一块白石，白石上面写上新的名字，这名字只有你。是一个非常特殊的关系，他和你有一个特殊的关系。
Christ will love you as you are, not as he wants you to be, as you are. You come as you are, it's okay.
所以神爱你是按照你的本相爱的，不是你将来认为要成为的那一位。所以你来到他的
面前。God knows your situation, he'll love you, he will provide you.
你来到他的跟前，就是按照你自己现在的状况，他会来帮助你。
His love is like a romantic love, never let go, always giving.
所以这种爱呢，生对人的爱是一种非常浪漫的爱，他不会放弃的，他一直会
陪伴我们到底。 Look at more the vocabulary the Christ used in the chapter 2 verse 1. I am a rose. God said, you are a rose.
所以第二章第一节就讲到我是撒冷的玫瑰花，就是
You are lily.
撒冷的玫瑰花。
And also God said, I am faint with love. I am lovesick when I see you.
这里讲到我会思爱称病，就是说那种非常的想念。
Chapter 2:8.
第二章第八节。
And Christ is loving you like leaping and across the mountain and dancing across the hill to see you.
就是耶稣基督呢会穿山越岭，穿山越岭来找你。
He's leaping, dancing, jumping, and skipping. He's so excited coming to see you.
这里在山上面就是说轻快的跳跃跑来要找你，就是他非常的兴奋。
Have you seen your boyfriend or your girlfriend coming to see you this way?
你有没有见过你的男朋友或者女朋友这样来跑来见你？
My wife, when I first met her the first time, she was like this.
当我第一次遇到我太太的时候，她就是这样。
After that, saw downhill.
那后来呢？好像走下坡路了。
Because we are human beings.
因为我们是人。
But Christ not like that. He come to you to see you. So excited, he is leaping.Dancing, jumping, and skipping.
但是耶稣基督不是这样，他看到你的时候呢，他会跳跃，他会奔跑，他会很有激情的向你走过来。
And not only that, he looked at you in detail. In 14, he talked about my dove, show me your face. 14.
所以呢，他不仅仅如此，而且他会很仔细的来看着你，就像十四节。
Let me hear your voice.
他的，我要看你的面貌，我要听你的声音。
Your voice is sweet.
因为你的声音柔和。
Your face is lovely.
你的面貌秀美。
And 16, my beloved is mine, and I am his.
那十六节讲呢，良人属我，我也属他。
We are in union into each other.
就是这里面看到呢，两个人有合而为一，彼此。
Like the Bible says, you have to leave your parents and come together, become one union, one body.
就像圣经里面讲，男的女的呢要离开父母，成为一体，合而为一。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
在这个第四章第一节。
Again, how beautiful you are, my darling. God calls you, you are his darling.
所以这里呢，第四章第一节讲，我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽。他说你是。
You talk about your eye, your hair, your teeth, and your lip is all beautiful. That is in verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. Even your neck is all beautiful. Use different descriptions.
他会有不同的。
How beautiful you are again. We'll go on to go to.
他会用这种不同的比喻。
Chapter 5.
眼睛、头发、牙齿，都是，而且脖子都是非常的美丽。
To God, each of us is beautiful.
就是神看我们的时候，觉得我们非常的美。
That's how he romantically and associate and loving us.
这就是神怎么样用一种浪漫的爱在吸引我们和跟我们相处。
And chapter 5 again, my darling. Chapter 4, 7, darling, my darling. And chapter 4, 9 is another description. Chapter 4, 9.
所以一直讲的是我的佳偶，我的美人。那在第四章十五节又有另外一个称谓。
Chapter 4:9.
第九节。
You have stolen my heart, my bride. You have stolen my heart.
我的心腹，你夺了我的心。
You have stolen God's heart. You stolen Jesus' heart.
你就是夺了耶稣的心。
And your love is, verse 10 is, your love is more piercing than wine. Again.
在这个下面一节也继续的讲，你的爱情比酒更美。
And again in chapter 5, 8, talking about I am faint with love. I'm lovesick. I love you so much, I become sick.
也讲到我因思爱成病。
And verse 9, again, you are the most beautiful.
在第九节继续的讲到说你是女子中极美丽的。
Chapter 6, 1, you are beautiful, the most beautiful again.
那第六章的第一节呢继续的讲你是女子中极美丽的。
6:3, I'm my beloved is mine again. We belong to each other, they are in union in Christ.
第九章第三节也讲到我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。这是一种合而为一的一个比喻。
Chapter 6, verse 5 is even more expression. My darling, turn your eye from me, they overrun me. Your eye is so beautiful, it overrun me.
这里第五节用更强烈的一个比喻，就求你调转眼目，不看我，因你的眼目使我惊慌、惊乱。
And the climax in chapter 6 is the verse 9.
在第九节特别的讲到
，And we read it together. But my dove, my perfect one, is unique, the only daughter of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her.
这里讲到我的鸽子，我的王权人，只有这一个是他母亲独生的，是生养他这所宝爱的。
The eros of love, no, God, Christ, love.No, determined, actually, perceive, you are unique. You are one and one of the only one.
所以神用这样一个比喻就是说你是唯一的，你是独一无二的。
It's one of the kind.
就是很特别的。
Each of us is different. God loves us differently through Christ. Christ loves us differently. We are all the bride of Christ.That's why you know, God, Christ said, you are unique, you are special, you are my favorite.
我们每一个人都不一样，神爱我们呢，按我们每一个人不同的这个方式来爱，就是说他说在他的眼里面，我们每一个人都非常的独特。
God enjoy your love differently from other love.
神来享受你对他的爱是跟别人对他的爱享受是不一样的。
It's an intimate and very close, very romance love.
是一个非常亲密的，是一个非常浪漫的爱。
And you are the only one can give this love to God. Build this relationship, love relationship with God. We will go and
explore. 把这种爱献给神。
And when we keep going, and chapter 7 talk about your leg, your nose, your hair again, how beautiful you are, how pleasing. I don't know how many times God is talking about how beautiful you are, how pleasing, my darling. We'll keep going until the chapter 10, chapter 7, verse 10, his desire is for me.
So, 第七章一直讲的就说是你很美。那一直到这个第十节的时候呢，就说他也恋慕我。
Chapter 7:10, I belong to my beloved, and his desire is for me.
我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
It's the love between a man and a woman, husband and wife, and bride and a bridegroom. This is kind of love we're talking about, not the love we talk about in the Old New Testament.This is a special kind of love in Song of Song.
这是在雅歌里面讲的非常特别的一个男女之爱来代表
It's a boiling love. It's the love of thought. D-O-D is the love, love of the soulmate. The love is so intimate for indeed, for someone who is unique, special.
这是一种炽热的爱，是一种伴侣的爱，是一种非常亲密的爱。
And finally, the climax is in the chapter 8, verse 6. I'll read it.
这高峰呢，就出现在第八章第六节。
Place me like a shield over your heart.
求你将我放在你的心上如印记。
Like a shield on your arm.
戴在你背上。
For love is as strong as death.
因为爱情如死之坚强。
The jealousy of love unyielding as the grave.
其恨如阴间子曾忍。
It burns like a blazing fire.
所发的电光是火焰的电光。
Like a mighty flame.
是耶和华的烈焰。
Some said some interpretation flame of the Lord in Hebrew.
是耶和华的烈焰，有一些翻译就是
flame of Yahweh.
是耶和华的烈焰，另外一些
Many water cannot quench love.
爱情重水不能熄灭。
River cannot sweat it away.
大水也不能淹没。
If one were to give all the fortune in the world, cannot exchange for this love.
若有人呢，家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。
My brother and sister，
嘿，弟兄姐妹们
，In this crisis，
在这样一个疫情瘟疫流行的时候
，Things are depressing。
很多事情呢是非常令人沮丧的。
Things are not going well。
很多的事情也不是在向正面的方向发展。
Do not worry, Jesus said. Do not worry. 21 times, do not worry.
也是说不要，不要，不要忧虑。
For you are more valuable than anything else.
你比所有的东西都贵重。
It's a personal letter to you through Song of Songs.
那从这个雅歌里面，我们就看到，就是这是。我们这种爱非常 personal，
He knows all the situation. You are all different situation.
他知道你生活里面经历的每一个细节。
He will love you with his eros love.
他会爱你，就像一种男女的亲爱那样去爱你。
He will never, never let you go.
他会从来不会离弃你。
You are unique. You are beautiful. He is going to find you a way. You will be okay. He will take you away with him. Then things will become okay.
他会为你找一条出路，你会发现这条路是安全的路，他会带你上去。
His love is committed to you to carry you through all the crises and protect you. All you need to do is come to him as you are.Because he loves you as you are, not as the other person.
他的这种爱，他的炽热，这种伟盛的爱，他会一直带领你经历一切。
Remember, his love is a mighty flame. The flame is like a fire, boiling water.
他的爱在这里讲到，就像一个巨大的烈焰，耶和华的烈焰，是重水不能。
Show on your heart.
他会把一个烙印印在你的心上。
Therefore, because his love, he loves you, things will become good.
所以因着他的爱呢，一切事情都会先一个为了你的好处发展。
Love is tough.
这种爱是一种是一种
is good，
是一种非常强烈的爱。耶稣是美好的。
You are the one Jesus loved。
你是主亲爱的。
John 21:7。
那约翰福音二十一章特别的讲道。
And he says，
他说
My love is sufficient for you.
他说我的爱是足够的。
Second Corinthians chapter 12:9.
在哥林多后书第十二章第九节。
My love is sufficient for you in this crisis.
在这样的疫情里面，我的爱是够你用的。
Therefore, do not hurry.
所以你不要忧虑。
Continue to seek His kingdom.
所以你继续不断的来寻求他的国。
The promise that the, all this will be given to you. All the earthly thing will be provided for you. All your need will be filled.
在地上所需用的一切他都会供给你。
God bless you and bless his word.
愿神祝福每一位，我也祝福他的话语。谢谢邓肯。